This is a moment of history. Amanda Yap, the youngest in this final, the 15-year-old, is about to become the first Singaporean gymnast ever to compete in any world championship final. This is absolutely stunning. Whatever score that gets, you've just witnessed one of the greatest moments of these championships.
When we went to the World Champs, two of us in the team actually have O-levels during that period. We were both kind of skeptical whether or not we should compete, but I think in the end we managed to make things work out. We had a paper and then we immediately flew off after that for podium training the next day. And then we had 2 days of training before our qualifications, which was at night, and then the morning after qualifications, we had to fly back to Singapore and sit for our paper the next day. We found out that I made the final the day that we came back, but it was also the night before my exam, so it was quite crazy because everyone was screaming and my parents were crying, but I had to kind of switch my mindset, focus on my exam before I could really celebrate and think about my competition and how I was going to fly back and do my finals. On the way back to Jakarta for the finals, I told myself that I was going to study, but I think I was a bit burnt out from the paper because I just had one and I had to rush to the airport and fly off, so I just slept the entire way. After competing in the final, I was a little bit upset that I didn't do it as well as I did on the first day. But I felt really happy because even just being in the final was already such a big honour and such a big achievement. I got into artistic gymnastics when I was about 3 years old because I always saw my sister do it, and also when she competed, sometimes I watched her as well. I found it really fascinating and I wanted to try it out too. Receiving support from my family is something that's really helped me through this sporting journey. Whether it's just like fetching me home from training or coming to support us in competitions, it really means a lot to me. For me, I find artistic gymnastics fun because it really challenges you to do your best, and you really have to have a lot of resilience to push on, especially when things get tough. During the finals, I was really thankful to be able to be competing alongside all these great gymnasts who have also competed at the Olympics, which is like the biggest stage. I had a small conversation with Ellie Black, who is someone who's really such an inspiration because she's been competing on the world stage for many years, and she gave me lots of words of advice, and I was really thankful for that. If you told me that I would be in this position today, I would probably just laugh and brush it aside. Now we're really focusing on what's coming next. So some goals I have are definitely medal for SEA Games. And next year we have Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. Hopefully I can get into a final for those and maybe even medal. The biggest goal would definitely be the Olympics LA 28. Hopefully qualifying for that would be possible, and I'll work hard to achieve that.